Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And it is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose. How are you guys and gals doing? How are you doing? I hope all is well. I hope you are doing good. I hope everybody's keeping safe. Hope you're keeping healthy because, boy, is it crazy times out here. But that's all good. I just hope everybody's keeping safe, and I hope you guys are doing good, you know? We are back with another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast, and today we got a goodie. And I mean, you're probably tired of hearing me say that, but I truly mean it. When I say we got a goodie, we got a goodie. Today's episode is on creating discoverable video. Now, this is a big topic for you to wrap your minds around, especially as a business owner. As a business owner, we need to get out of the habit of creating content or treating content like content creators who are creating content for the sole purpose of, you know, entertainment purposes, and just leaving it on social media. Like, as a business owner, the reason why we are creating content is not to create content in vain. We are busy solving a problem. We are also positioning ourselves and our business as the either the expert or as the solution to your problems or as the gateway to your desires and fantasies, right? So how we approach content as a business owner needs to be completely different than those content creators who are just creating content and leaving it on social media. That being said, discoverable video is something that needs to be addressed and business owners need to wrap their minds around, right? So, I mean, let's get into today's episode, right? Let's get into it, right? So, we have all been hearing for the longest while about all these social media platforms and digital platforms, they're favoring video and they're giving more priority to video, right? We also hear that video is the medium that is the most persuasive because of all of the intangibles. People can see your gestures, your facial expressions. You can do live video and keep it authentic. Or you can do edited videos that add in all sorts of elements to your videos to captivate your audiences, right? Now, that is all well and good. But what isn't spoken about enough is creating discoverable video. Almost every single conversation surrounding video marketing in the Caribbean is almost exclusively around social media. There is zero conversation about creating discoverable video. Video that goes beyond the shelf life of social media. We're talking evergreen content that gets found by the number one way that sales happens. Video being found via the search engines. Now, why is this even important? You know, why is this important? Well, it's important because your videos that you create on social media have a limited time in order to get engagement before they bury your content. And social media has become a pay to play game in order to grow your audience. So you as the business owner, you spend your money, you spend your time to create the content, to do the video content. And after a week, your content is in the social media graveyard. It's not really the best, you know, way to spend your money, right? After a limited time, it's gone to the graveyard. Also, for the most part, social media isn't indexed by the search engines. So when people type in their questions or queries, your Instagram or Facebook video or your LinkedIn video doesn't show up on the results page. And that's critical. Your Instagram videos, your Facebook videos, your LinkedIn videos, your Pinterest stuff, that does not show up as a result on the search engine results pages. Now, Google, this is some good news. Google has entered into an agreement with TikTok to start indexing their video content so that it can show up in the search results. And this is something that is already happening. It started to roll out over the last couple of weeks and this month. I've started to see it popping up on some of the search results myself. And they've also started the talks with Instagram to start indexing those videos, but that hasn't happened yet. TikTok, it's happening now. It started to happen, but they have not reached an agreement with Instagram as yet, and those videos are currently not being indexed as well, right? So, I mean, why the indexing is important is, again, remember, people are going to type in a question or a query, and then the results page pops up, and you usually will see things like links to websites. You'll see pictures, you'll see videos. So we want to get to a point where, you know, your social media content, if I say, you know, how do I get paid online, you want to get to a point where your Instagram video, a specific Instagram video with the information is what pops up as a result. That's what's not happening right now on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, but TikTok videos are starting to be indexed, right? So this is where we want to have the conversation. Creating video that gets discovered beyond social media. Creating videos that when people are using the search engines like Google, Bing, Yahoo, your video content is popping up, right? So let's dive into it. So where are the key places to create video that you can have evergreen traffic flow, that your videos can be found and gain traffic for years to come? And I mean, that is where business owners need to start thinking about and not just leaving it on social media to be buried. Traffic equals opportunities. So the more traffic that you can be found for over time in your industry is the more opportunities that you are going to get. You also want to have an unlimited window for your content rather than keeping your content that you work so hard on and that you spend so much money to produce only for it to die after a week. That doesn't serve business owners in the best possible way. So where are the key places to create video that you could get this evergreen traffic or this evergreen flow of traffic? Where are these places? Well, folks, I got five places for you that you can start to create video to get this evergreen flow of traffic for your content to be found via the search. And also, I'm going to be diving into a little bit of the strategies as well. All right, you ready? You ready for the five places? Let's dive into it. So, number one, the first place you want to be creating content for video content so that it can be found is YouTube. YouTube is a search engine. Learn how to do keyword research and YouTube SEO. Get into the habit of creating videos for YouTube, business owners. Too many folks do not focus on YouTube because they are so focused on the monetization side of it. And I'm talking about the direct monetization. YouTube saying, hey, yeah, you finally have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours in the last year. We're now turning on your direct monetization. So people focus on that. And then, you know, they don't think about YouTube in any other capacity beyond that. And that's what, you know, stops a lot of people from maximizing or even utilizing YouTube, right? Monetization comes in so many different forms, but the most important aspect of YouTube is to take advantage of the search engine capabilities. If every time someone asks a question about your industry and your YouTube videos are showing up with the answers, you will begin gaining clients, generating leads and sales. You can also put links into your websites, your products, or booking tools for people to get in contact with you. All right. So when you, you know, post your YouTube video and in the section with the information, you can put the links to your products and services or your booking links right there. So while people are, you know, Googling and your video comes up, when they read the description, they can also click on links that'll take them either to a page for them to make a purchase or to book your services. That's huge, right? And remember, how many times, think about this. How many times have you Googled something and you got the answer from a video that was made like 6+ years ago? And it's just because, you know, the information was evergreen content, right? So that's not how social media works. Like you can't go on Instagram and type something in and a video from 6 years ago pops up. That's not how that works. There's no search capability like that on Instagram. Sure, you could search for hashtags, but it's only going to pull up the hashtags and show you everybody who has posted to the hashtag. And if that hashtag has 1 million videos, no one's sifting through 1 million videos, right? So YouTube is a search engine, and this is where business owners should be utilizing it. Focus on the simple fact that YouTube is a search engine. Put your videos on YouTube. That way, when people are typing in questions or queries, hey, how to clean my sneakers? If you're someone selling, you know, sneaker cleaning solution, or you have a sneaker cleaning service, when you post these videos up and people find your content, again, they'll be able to watch the video. They'll be able to now look at the description, see whatever links you have. Maybe it's a link to, you know, product that offers shoe cleaning solutions or whatever, and they can make the purchase right then and there. All right. The second place you want to create videos and place them for evergreen flow of traffic is your website. Now, the beauty of YouTube, again, is that you can treat it like a host for your videos. If you upload your videos to YouTube and then embed the videos onto your website as a post, you'll then have the ability to do on-page search engine optimization. You can have a little write-up to accompany your video. And by doing that, you now increase the chances of your videos being found because now a link to your website is appearing in the search results and your video on YouTube is also appearing on the Google search results. All right. So people, you know, type in a question onto Google, how do I clean my shoes? And there's a link to your website. Person clicks on the link. They see the embedded YouTube video and then they can, you know, read the little write up that you have. But because you would have had the write up and the embedded video and optimize it, you increase the chances of people finding your content. So now when they actually, you know, click on the video, that can increase the views to the YouTube video and also help you gain more subscribers because people will realize, oh, they have a video from YouTube embedded on their page. Well, let me go and subscribe one time, right? And you can do that right from there. You also have the ability to be a little bit strategic with this. So you can change up the titles a bit, which you can spread those breadcrumbs around. So you can treat this kind of like you're doing A-B split test to see which either medium or which title is going to get you more traffic. So if you could have one title on YouTube and the title that you use for your website or the post on your website will be a little bit different than what the title is for your YouTube video. And then again, you do a little bit of different optimization practices for both your YouTube video and on your website. That way, when customers jump onto Google or Yahoo or Bing, they're going to be able to see either the website with the link to your website, or they'll be able to see the video on YouTube, right? And that's a really good way to build traffic to your website, but also build traffic to your YouTube channel, right? Number three is YouTube Shorts. How many of you have heard of YouTube Shorts? It's relatively new. It only came out a couple of months ago. You know, how many people have you heard of it? Are you using it? YouTube Shorts is YouTube's way of getting into vertical short form video to combat things like TikTok and Reels, etc., and Stories. The major advantage to YouTube Shorts is that it is a part of YouTube. And you know what that means? Remember, YouTube is a search engine. So guess what? It has the advantage of search engine optimization and will appear in search engine results. So while you are creating videos for Reels, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube Shorts is the most powerful place to create vertical videos because for the fact that it's a part of YouTube. And YouTube is a search engine and your viewership can increase over time. So after you've uploaded your vertical video to YouTube Shorts, you can go into YouTube and you can edit the descriptions. That means that you can now put in the links to products or your booking links or whatever. But then you also have the SEO tagging section. So that way you can increase the ability for your YouTube short video, your vertical video, to be found. That is what it's all about. It is a game of traffic. Learning how your stuff can be found so that you can generate leads and sales over time and not just in that limited window of social media. Number four, the fourth place that you can create video for so that you can get that evergreen flow of traffic is TikTok. Well, folks, the Chinese truly know how to do it all. And if you don't know, TikTok is a Chinese social media platform owned by a company called ByteDance. And ByteDance has really figured out the social media game, right? Because TikTok is exploding at a rate of growth that's never been seen before. Not only is their algorithm the most helpful of any social media platform right now, giving you the most by far organic reach, they have also struck a deal with Google to begin indexing the videos, which I said before is already rolling out now. TikTok videos can now show up on Google search results. That means learning TikTok SEO is going to be major because you are going to have the best of both worlds. Hear me out. You will have a platform in TikTok who is aggressively pushing your content on their platforms for organic reach. And your videos will be found outside of the platform on the biggest search engine in the world, Google. If you are smart, make notes. Take a note of this because this is a really, really good strategy. This is something I would charge and tell somebody for. But Digipreneur FM podcast family, I'm giving it to you guys for free 99. So make note of this. If you are smart, here's a really good tactic for you. You will create the TikTok videos. Create TikTok videos because TikTok is giving you all of these fancy tools and effects and ways to really get creative with vertical video, right? And then on top of that, they have the best algorithm right now and giving you the most organic reach by far. So they're going to be pushing your content, increasing your viewability, right? On the platform. Great. After you do that, you then download the video and you repurpose the video on YouTube Shorts. And if you want, there are websites that can remove the TikTok logo. I cannot remember it off the top of my head, but just Google how to remove TikTok logo and you'll see a bunch of websites come up where you can upload the video and remove the TikTok logo if you want, right? But anyways, after you create the TikTok video, download the video, upload the video to YouTube Shorts because again, it's vertical video, YouTube Shorts. and then take the YouTube short video, do your optimization, add in your SEO tags, add in all the links that you need to drive traffic to wherever else you need to. After you do all of that, then what you can do is you can take the link that you get from the YouTube short video, go to your website and embed the YouTube short video on your website with an accompanying write-up and optimize that post. Do your on-page SEO on your post to optimize it. That way you can now take advantage of the Google traffic, the YouTube traffic, and the TikTok traffic. That is the type of stuff to make a search engine optimization driven content marketer sleep with a big smile on their face, folks. And finally, number five, the fifth place that you want to be creating video content for, so that you can get the evergreen traffic and build up your digital presence over time, is Google Web Stories. Google Web Stories is one of the most underutilized and most powerful places for videos that I don't ever see mentioned in the Caribbean. Nobody talks about it. People are still arguing about whether they need a website or not, and that's because they still think that everything should just live on social media. And these conversations continue to show me that people just don't know what a website is anymore, or what it does, or the power that your website has. Anywho, Google is pushing hard on Google Web Stories. And those stories you can create with Google Web Stories can include things like photos, videos, links, sponsored links, affiliate links. Google has created a whole section called Google Discover on your mobile devices. And in Google Discover, the stories show up. So they're pushing your web stories on Google Discover. And those with Androids know that when you swipe over to the far left, you have a whole feed of articles from around the web. And then you'll see sections that kind of have the little line like stories and it goes by. Your Google Web Stories show up in there. And they're indexing those web stories and they're pushing it out to all everywhere on Google, right? So people can watch Google Web Stories. And Google Web Stories do not disappear after 24 hours. This should be something major that you are adding to your repertoire for videos. It's getting pushed. You can add in clickable links into your stories. You can add in photos, videos. There's a lot that you could do with Google Web Stories. All right. So you want to be creating your video content on Google Web Stories as well. And that way, Google is pushing them out onto their various sections on desktop and on mobile and pushing it to the Google Discover. And it's a new way. It's a new type of content. It's a new type of immersive content on Google. And then it doesn't disappear after 24 hours. Right. So whilst people are busy creating videos on Reels, stories, videos on LinkedIn, that's all good for building engagement and showing the behind the scenes or content that you want to disappear, but it does nothing for building evergreen content and allowing your content to be found over time. I have videos embedded on my website that have been driving heavy traffic for me for the last 2 years, and those videos are still relevant. Don't just limit yourself to keeping your video content on social media. Start learning how to create video on platforms that allow your videos to be found over time. That is how you are going to succeed in building your digital presence in 2022 and generate leads and sales. And I have to stress, business owners, you need to stop thinking that the way you create content needs to mimic content creators who do not have a business. The majority of people that are creating content on social media are just that. They're just doing that. They're just making videos for fun, hoping to get noticed, hoping that somebody, you know, gives them a sponsorship, gives them some free product, or pays them to promote a product. That's not a business, right? You have a business. You're selling soaps. You're selling tees, you're selling clothes, you're selling accessories, you're selling all sorts of stuff. How you create your content, where you create it, the objective of your content is completely different than those doing it for fun. So stop looking at the people who are popular on social media, who have this large following, but they're creating content for entertainment purposes. Stop following them. They're not the people that you should be following or mimicking. I mean, if you're following them and you're looking at them for creative, juices to flow, like if you're looking at them to, you know, see how they're putting together some of their videos, cool. But the strategies for you have to be completely different. You need to have your call to actions to be driving people to your product pages, driving people to your booking links, driving people to your email lists, your notification lists, or your text messaging lists, right? You need to be doing this in a way where you want to be able to put videos in places where you could capture data and not just rely on the little teensy weensy bit of social media analytics that they give you. Right, there's platforms that you can capture a whole lot of data from if you just knew where to put it, like your website. Right, so those are the five places that you should be creating your video content for. And when you create the content on those platforms, they're going to be giving you tons of organic traffic over time. And I gave you guys some additional strategies for repurposing that content, that way it can get found in multiple places. All right. So that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode on creating discoverable video content. Definitely, if you want more information like this, please follow me on social media. I'm Karen Rose on every single platform, Instagram, TikTok. I'm doing a lot more content on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, did I say Instagram already? Probably did. But yeah, go follow me on those platforms. And again, we put on a lot of content over there. Don't forget to check out KerronRose.com and subscribe to the email list and the notification list. Anything in relation to building your digital presence or monetizing your platforms, especially as a Caribbean business owner, a lot of that content gets put on that website. Also, don't forget to check out the Digipreneur FM website. That's digipreneur.fm, the website, and subscribe to the email list and the notification list to ensure that you never miss an episode. And please, I beg you, I beg a favor. Any time that you guys have to go and drop a review for the Digipreneur FM podcast or rate the podcast, that helps grow the Digipreneur FM family, all right? And that would be, I'd be most gracious and grateful for you guys to do that to me so that we can continue to grow the podcast and get this information out to those in the Caribbean and those in the diaspora. You guys can always share the podcast because remember, everybody knows somebody that needs this type of information to take their business to the next level, especially now during these COVID times where everything needs to be digital and we need to have more of a digital mindset and focus in order to start generating foreign exchange and getting our business name out there and not just serving our immediate community. All right. So it'd be greatly appreciated. You guys can definitely share the podcast. And that's it from me. I hope you guys enjoyed. I will see you in the next one. Take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.